I met Jerry on a cold January morning. He was in a wheelchair, holding a doll, rocking back and forth. Sitting across from him in the memory care home, I held this old veteran's hand, wishing I could somehow understand the history behind his eyes. As a victim of rapidly progressing dementia, Jerry could hardly eat or move on his own, much less speak. He was trapped inside of his own body, his stories with him. It was then that I realized our veterans hold our nation's history, and if we do not ask them to tell their stories, younger generations will never understand the real sacrifice they made on our behalf. Although Jerry couldn't tell me his story, I knew a firsthand account of his service to our country was still alive in his mind. The experiences, struggles, and emotions he and many others lived through are our greatest key to understanding the past. Their struggles were driven by a hope for a free country, and through the price they paid, that hope became what we recognize today as the land of the free because of the brave. And yet, as much as freedom has been America's hope during the turbulent times in our history, freedom is always on the line. My generation often forgets the price at which our freedom was bought. It is because of this I believe our hope for the future comes through passing on the stories of that hard-earned freedom to the next generation. This fight for independence began over 200 years ago. It was 1814 and the British had just burned the U.S. Capitol. Francis Scott Key, a young lawyer, was on a British ship negotiating the release of American prisoners when the British began the attack on Fort McHenry. Both sides knew America's fate was on the line, but that day American hearts shone brighter than British rockets. At this pivotal moment, all eyes were on Old Glory. As long as she stood, America was still in the fight. For hours, the whizzing of bombs filled the air. As the morning mist lifted the next day, the harbor suddenly grew silent. Then Francis saw it. There, waving above the fort, tattered and torn, was our star-spangled banner. You see, each time Old Glory fell, four men would run to raise her again. Each time a patriot fell, another would take his place. These heroes who loved their country more than their own lives paid the price for generations of people they would never know. Centuries later, we pass on these untold stories, knowing that our values may make us who we are as Americans, but our veteran stories make those values come alive. We have come far in our American history, and thanks to organizations like the VFW, we celebrate those who have devoted their lives to our freedom. We have all heard Ronald Reagan's famous words, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction." But we don't often hear the second half of his quote. He continues, "The only way the next generation can inherit the freedom we have known is if we fight for it, protect it, defend it, and then hand it to them with the well-taught lessons of how they, in their lifetime, must do the same." Although spoken over 50 years ago, Reagan's words carry equal weight today. Freedom is not simply given. It is necessary. The patriots who raised the flag at Fort McHenry knew the sacrifice required of them and demanded it at the price of their lives. Today, engraved at the corner of our National Archives building in Washington, D.C., are the words, "Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty." On the stone, surrounding the quote, a sword and helmet are also engraved, representing the price of our freedom. Scattered across our nation's capital, we find similar monuments reminding us that when the wave swelled high, America held tight to the mast of liberty and reminded herself who she was. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Every veteran who has sacrificed their life for the liberty of our nation has shared this vision. So instilled in their hearts was this hope for the future that they fought for it, protected it, then handed it to us, and so our hope for the future must be the same. See, Jerry's story really is freedom's story. The sacrifice he and many others have made is what allows you and I the very privilege to speak about the freedom we hold so dear. Our veterans' vision for a land of liberty has made and will continue to make us who we are as a country. This is our story. This is our hope for the future.